Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing us back that little band from Texas. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Of course, you go to jimblasingame.com and you can find all my books. And, of course, if you go to smallbusinessadvocate.com, you can find my newsletter, which I encourage you to do. Subscribe to that. It's top right-hand corner, upper in the right column. Just hit the subscribe button, and you can give us your email. And we'll send you the newsletter every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. It's a lot of good stuff in there. Two articles and a poll. The results of the last poll. There's a book review there. There's the best interview. The best segments from the previous week is there. All the guests coming up in the new week are there. And by the way, you can unsubscribe if you decide you don't like it. You don't want to get it anymore. Just unsubscribe, and you can do that yourself. It's easy. So I hope you'll check that out. So, folks, there in your small business, there are two ways you can operate. You can operate and make a living. And if you know how to operate a business, if you know how to manage your finances, if you know how to manage cash flow, if you don't get too far in debt and you've got something to sell, you sell dog food that the dogs will eat, you can make a living. You can do okay, and you can stay in business. You can do it that way. That's one way to do it. And then there's another level that you can do, that you can achieve. And everybody can do this as a small business. You can achieve what I call that quantum leap level. The quantum leap level is not just the next level up, because that's just next level. Quantum leap is where you jump over that level into another level above that, maybe like two levels, like taking stairs two steps at a time. That's quantum leap. If you run up a stairway two steps at a time, you're quantum leaping. You're leaping over a step, quantum leap. If you want to achieve a quantum leap performance in your business, you want to go from making a living, from staying in business, to outrageous, unbelievable, who could have thought it, success. The only way you can do that as a small business owner is to accomplish organizational special sauce. I talked about this in the last segment. And what is that? Why is that important? Because I talked about in the last segment, you can go back and listen again, I talked about all the elements of organizational special sauce. But why it's important is because it manifests as something special. It's called special sauce for a reason. Something special, but also something different from what they're getting everywhere else. They're not getting it at Amazon. They're not getting it at Macy's. They're not getting it at Walmart, for goodness sake, for sure. They're not getting it at any of the big boxes. And they may not be getting it from one of your fellow small businesses out there. And that is the way the people behave. Special sauce has nothing to do with your products or your pricing. Has nothing to do with your location. I know that location, location, location are the three most important things, but this has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with how people behave, human beings behave in your company, and how the human beings who show up either on the website, on the phone, or in person, however they show up, I don't care, even digitally. You can have special sauce digitally too. We've had to learn how to do that, haven't we, in the last 20 years. But when people show up, and because it's easier, let's talk about showing up in person. When they show up and it's obvious to them that the people in the building are tickled to death that they came in, Can't wait to help them. Engage them. Look them in the eye. Say welcome. We're glad you're here. Say thank you and you're welcome. Don't say no problem. No problem is not part of special sauce. And when they deal with each other, when you see the other people, the people working in the building together, when you see them enjoying each other and having fun and respecting each other and acting like, you know, that the only winner in the room is you, the customer, that's one of the ways that you, that's one of the looks of special sauce. That's how special sauce smells and looks and feels. And the only way to do that is to commit to it, treat people right, and you have to train people. There was a time when you didn't have to train people how to say thank you. You didn't have to train people how to be grateful. But today you do. In the second and third decade of the 21st century, you can't presume that that's going to happen, business owners. You have to train your people why showing enthusiasm, making the direct connection between the next person who walks in the door and their paycheck. You have to train people how to do that. You have to educate them about that. So there was a time when special sauce could happen because you just lucked out and the right people came together. Today, you can nurture special sauce, but you do have to do it through training, and there has to be a high level of trust inside the company, and as people come in, they have to feel that. It's part of the special sauce. If you do that, you can quantum leap your performance.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.